Your accidental classic cut. It's not the song Jason intended to play. Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way is a perfectly fine choice, though. Even though, well, I guess it wasn't a choice. You hit it by accident. Well, it's all right. You know, could have been worse. You could have accidentally hit Yummy, 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 I Got Love in My Tummy. Is that nine? Now, which one are they? I always forget. Is that the 1910 Fruit Gum Company or is that Ohio Express? It's one of the two. Who cares? It's one of the cheesiest songs of the yummy yummy. Okay. Anyway. I'm trying to decide, because I've got a lot of stuff to get to. I'm trying to decide if I want to take calls on this or not. I've been Jason, no, because I have to answer the phone. Oh, it gets so annoying for you over there doing your job and all. I'm just wondering, what would the consensus of the listening audience be? We were talking about the student loan sham by President Obama. What would, and I'll admit I didn't have to do this. What if your education was literally treated as collateral? And to qualify for a student loan, private or public, you had to put down some type of plan for how the education you are seeking will result in meaningful employment. Now, there's never a guarantee of that. You can go to be an engineer and not get the job you want. You can go into broadcasting or journalism and not get the job you want. You can go into law and not have the law practice that you want. So that would make it difficult, because you can't guarantee. To some extent, that would be like taking out a loan to play the stock market and guaranteeing how a stock's going to do. I admit you can't do that. On the other hand, if you are going to get loans and now pretty much not have to pay them back, shouldn't there be something? Shouldn't there be some provision where, look, I'm not going to take 4 or 6 years of courses that have a very low percentage. Again, I know it can't come with a guarantee that you're going to get a job that's going to allow you to pay your student loans back, but this has always bugged me. As student loan debt has exploded, it's exploded because tuition is out of control. Tuition is out of control because we're pushing kids into college. We're pushing kids into college rather than going to be a welder or some other marketable trade. Again, there's nothing wrong with college, but college has become the end game rather than a means to a profitable profession. So if we're going to treat that education as collateral to a student loan, shouldn't there be some provision in the loan that education will have at least a reasonable expectation of providing you the tools, at least, to get a job that will pay that loan back? Dave in Green Bay. Dave, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. A couple of quick thoughts on this topic. You know, this old marketing adage that just says, if something is for free, it has no value. And that's exactly what they're doing with college education. There will be no value assigned to it at all. The second is, years ago when I was part of the Leadership Iowa program, one weekend the topic was education. The panel of educators were up there, and when they were done talking, I asked, what do you think about the German system, where you have one track for college prep, the other track for trade-oriented people? And you can go back and forth as your desires change. all the educators said, oh, no, every child in America should go to college, which is why during the dot-com boom, we ended up with master's degrees, people flipping burgers. They didn't have any talent. Final topic on this is that I'm in the business of helping provide products that are used to build laboratory buildings, science buildings. Many times those buildings don't get done on time because they can't find enough good tradespeople, plumbers, electricians, carpenters. What's wrong with a good trade? I just get tired of these things, these giveaways.
And Dave, here's what's important on your last point. If somebody has a dream that requires a college education or has shown a skill that requires a college education, I would never say that they shouldn't go to college. What I'm saying is some of the people that you're talking about, the that would probably be better suited for the skilled trades. Again, I don't want to deprive anyone, but we've made it somehow dirty, Dave.
Exactly. It's a good, honest living. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm really glad there are plumbers around when I need one.
Exactly. A plumber or someone to work on my basement, which is happening right now almost as we speak. Yeah. Amy on the road. Amy, go ahead.
Yes, I think it's an awesome idea to have these kids have to think through what it means to take this money and the fact that they're obligated to return that money. So I think just the exercise of having them write that business plan is exactly what needs to be done.
And, you know, and they really need, and I know that, look, this is true, Amy, when I was 18. You have no idea the debt that you're racking up, and we just try to instill it in our daughters. You know, you are starting out in this hole. You've got this debt before you do anything else, before you make a car loan, pay rent, and anything else. And if you're going to do that, thanks a lot for the call, you have to understand what it's going to cost you to pay it back. But if you're going to major in something, you have to have some idea of why it's going to give you meaningful, gainful employment. And the reality is if you make it easier and easier and easier to borrow money to go to college, you're going to have kids go in the opposite direction, especially if they don't think, for the most part, they're not going to have to pay it back, or it's going to be tied to their income, however low that may be. This is going to make this problem a million times worse. I guarantee the administration already knows that. I want to transition to another topic, but it still deals with jobs. There's a story in the New York Times, Stephen Greenhouse. I'm not going to read much of this, just the very beginning. Colette Booser couldn't understand why a summer camp withdrew its offer for her to work there this year. It's a summer camp. She'd work as a counselor. She worked the three previous summers at nearby Lynx-branded camp in Wellesley, Massachusetts. But the company balked at hiring her because it feared that Lynx would sue to enforce a non-compete clause tucked into Ms. Booser's 2013 summer employment contract. A summer camp put in a no-compete. I find this fascinating. I have a non-compete. Jason has a non-compete. Anyone who works for this company has a non-compete. Non-competes are traditionally full-time employees, traditionally are in the entertainment media, the high tech, and so on. What's happening is more and more and more companies are demanding them as condition of employment, whether you realize they're in there or not. A Boston University graduate was asked to sign a one-year non-compete pledge for an entry-level social media job at a marketing firm, while a college junior who took a summer internship at an electronics firm agreed to a year-long ban as well. Most are a year, some are 2 years. there's usually a distance. I know this. I know the funeral home industry has non-competes. At least some do. Now, there are two major trains of argument on this, for and against. For is, look, you invest. Particularly if it's a professional trade, you invest in an employee, time and money, and you don't want to train them for a competitor. That's the most simply stated way. Here's a counter argument that it actually hurts entrepreneurship, because in a lot of non-competes, and again, it's usually a 75-mile or a 50-mile radius where you can't do the same work for X period of time, you can't start up your own business. Because they don't want you setting up in the same market and doing what you did for them on your own. So it's 75 miles or whatever. You might not know that market, and it might be for a year. So you can't actually strike out and do something on your own. Some states have banned them. Wisconsin has not. I think at least one state in which this company owns radio stations, I think they are banned. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. The argument there is government shouldn't get involved. This should be between the employer and the employee. This is a lot like the topic we did when an employer asks for your salary history. This is now getting to where pretty much whether you cut hair or whatever you do, more and more and more industries are requiring that you sign a non-compete, that you won't go work for a competitor within a certain radius of miles for a certain period of time. Again, usually a year, some are 2 years. People in TV have put up with this for years. People in radio have put up with it for years. Ad agencies. The creative industries used to be very, or traditionally, I should say, have been very big on this. Now, kids taking summer jobs have to sign no-competes. This is leading to a non-compete. This is leading to a stronger push to have them banned. Especially, you're getting out of college. Let's go back to the student loan thing. You take whatever job that you can, and what if it's something that doesn't require a specified skill and they still want you to sign a non-compete, and you don't get the job if you don't? Now, a Democratic lawmaker is actually quoted here as saying, well, I don't think government should interfere. The counter-argument is, well, yeah, you can say it's between the employer, prospective employee, and employer, but if everybody does it, then you can't go find another job where you can't do it. Should it employ? And a lot of them are in place even if you're fired, which is a whole different topic, I guess. But a lot of no-competes are in place, non-competes, even if you're fired. And should a young person who desperately needs a job be forced to sign one? I find it an interesting topic because I didn't realize that it had grown this much outside the traditional industries where it existed. Should states ban employers from requiring you as a condition of employment to sign a non-compete? I have one. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 1020.
The Jerry Bader Show.